And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. Of course, she's been with us many times before, the executive director for Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. And she's going to tell us about a lot of things going on, but especially this month, you have something special going on, Janet. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha.
Thank you. Thank you, Esther, and thank you, Larry. Nice to be here.
So what you got going on?
Well, the third weekend in August, as in every year, we have our annual Lebesnik Arts Festival. This year, it's our 40th anniversary. So it takes place on August 20th and 21st from 10 to 5. There are many things to tell you about this year. The first is that admission on Saturday is $5, free to kids and members and military. And on Sunday, it's free family day. So everybody who comes will be admitted for free, and we encourage people to bring their families. And this is courtesy of McDonald's of LaPorte County. So I will mention just some of our other bigger sponsors, our First Source Bank and Bulk Equipment, Haas and Associates, Current Electric. They're all very, very good to us. So want to give them a shout out.
So how many artists do you have this year? Now, you know, after we hit COVID and that kind of caused a shutdown, last year was like kind of your restarting year. So what do you got? Right. And some of the artists you have.
So this year we have, we actually had a huge amount of artists apply, and we limited it to 60 artists. Or 60 artists, and that includes a couple of community booths like our Area Artists Association and the work that we do with Paladin and Social and Learning. But we limited it because we need a footprint for three murals that will be painted on site by three unbelievable artists. The murals are 8 feet by 8 feet, and they will be completed by the end of the day on Sunday at 5 o'clock when we close.
Who are the artists?
So we have Chris Silva, who is an award-winning muralist, hails from Chicago but now lives in South Bend. We have somebody who goes by the marker Dredsky. He's an African-American artist from Chicago doing some really incredible murals. And Felix Maldonado from East Chicago. And we have sponsors for all of them, and we know they're going to do a fantastic job, and we're psyched. So in addition, we have a beer and wine garden, beer and wine tent this year. and we just expect it, you know, all we need is good weather.
How about any artistic demonstrations?
You know, there will probably be a couple demos, but they will be announced. I mean, we haven't gotten that far because we also have at 2 o'clock on Sunday, we have the LaPorte Symphony Orchestra harpist playing inside of the gallery where the Monique Maloche Presents show is going on. So right now we have so much going on, we're just going to have to get to our scheduled demo a little later, but probably we will see something from John Rizka, who is always a Michigan City glass artist who returns often. And
what about who's going to have the indoor gallery spaces? Are you
indoor? Mm-hmm. So the indoor gallery spaces are there's a new artist that we met recently who's on a residency at the Lakeside Inn. And you're going to have to forgive me. It's Richton. I'm going to have to think of his last name. I just emailed with him. He does weaving, and we're really interested in his work. And one of the other artists is Annika Decker, who will show really a lifetime display of her paintings, sculptures, jewelry. And then in our small NIPSCO area, we have two artists, Melissa Blount and Ben Blount, who are artists from Evanston, Illinois. So we're pretty excited. They're all contemporary. Things might not, well, Annika will definitely have things for sale, but the other artists might put on more of an installation aspect. So we'll see.
And this year, do you have a kids tent?
Always. Family tent. Yes. There will be many activities going on. Yes.
Talk about the exhibit basically in your main gallery. That's going through October 21st, but you do have a family day coming up on Saturday, October 15th. So maybe tell us a little bit about what to expect with that.
Family day is always free, and we have tours that are family friendly for the exhibit. So if you bring kids, it will keep them in mind. They're always very accessible. And then there will be a project that relates to something that the families see in the exhibit. And there's always snacks and treats for the kids. So, or the adults as well. So, we do these frequent, we do one for each show. Sometimes we have extra ones. You know, I think we've told people that we have now we offer two bilingual options. One is for Spanish speakers and one is for American Sign Language. So if you're going to need, either of those interpreters, we would just appreciate you letting us know a couple weeks in advance, and we're happy to line those up. Also, just for free tours in general, if you've got, 10 people that want to take a tour that are all Spanish speakers, we have actually two Spanish speaking docents. So we're ready for you.
You're ready for them. If you're interested, it's lebesinkcenter.org on the web. Lebesink Center Art Festival, August 20th and 21st. 20th, it's $5. And the 21st, it's a free family day courtesy of McDonald's of LaPorte County. That's Janet Block from Lebesnik, the executive director. Thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you both for giving me an opportunity. Thanks.
And a spotlight extra, the brand new Miller Community Theater will be running Mad Woman's Cabaret, opening August 12th, running through August 14th at the Marshall J. Gardner Center in Miller on Lake Street.